Well, good evening, listeners, and welcome along. Tradition of Ireland Calling. So it's like the middle of winter up here in Auckland this evening. It's I know you've been having it a bit cooler down in the South Island earlier this week, but on Wednesday evening here this evening it's about 12 degrees and cold, wettish, old rain and a bit of sleet, something we're not used to up here. But you're welcome along. I hope you can stay warm for the next hour, whether you're listening in Auckland on a Wednesday night, you're listening in Christchurch on a Saturday night, Capity Coast on a Sunday afternoon, or Wellington on a Sunday evening, or any other night of the week on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and indeed around the world. And what a great weekend it has been for Irish, especially the Irish people living in New Zealand and that have lived here for many years and waited for that illustrious victory over the All Blacks on Irish soil. And of course it came in the early hours of Sunday morning here when the magnificent Irish team beat the All Blacks. And Joe Schmidt, now his stocks and shares will be rising higher and higher if he's to come back here after the World Cup next year. But Ireland and New Zealand have two games left. Well, New Zealand have one game left for the end of the season against Italy, and Ireland play the USA in Dublin. But there'll be quite a few changes to both teams. But great excitement. We'll talk more about that in sport and indeed about other things making the news in Ireland throughout the programme tonight. We've also got a chance for you to win some new Irish liqueur product. It's called Cool Swan, and this is made in County Cavan in Ballyborough. So in a few minutes' time, we're going to have a chat to a Waterford man, Stuart Quilty, who's the representative for Cool Swan in New Zealand. We'll talk about it and where you can get it, and we'll have three bottles to give away, one in the Greater Auckland area, one in the Lower North Island and one in the South Island. So get your pens and papers ready and you can enter the competition by either sending an email or sending the old stamped addressed envelope. But more about that later on. And I've asked you to pick the music for the programme tonight. So he's picked songs by The Pogues, U2, Codaline and Thin Lizzy. And this is his first choice here, called Dirty Old Town by The Pogues.
I met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are drifting across the moon. Cats are prowling on their beams. Springs a girl from the streets at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Smoky wind. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I'm gonna make me a picture box. Shining steel, tempered in the fire. I'll I met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town.
Yes, indeed, the unmistakable sound there of Shane McGowan, and he's singing all about Dirty Old Town. And as I said, all the songs tonight are picked by my guest, who we'll speak to in a few minutes' time, Stuart Quilty, who'll be here telling us all about Cool Swan Irish Liqueur, which is new, just started being distributed here in New Zealand. So more about that in a few minutes after the next song. And the next song is coming up from an Irish band called Codaline, called All I Want. And get pens and paper ready. The email to answer, a simple answer, or send your answers to a question I'll ask at the end of the programme tonight, is oliver@oliverlee.co.nz, or the postal address is Oliver Lee, Box 331667, Takapuna in Auckland. I said we'll have three bottles of Cool Swan cream liqueur to give away to people on the programme tonight. And of course, the programme is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, let's start with the good news and the excitement of Ireland's win over the All Blacks, the first time ever that they beat the All Blacks in Dublin. Of course, the Munster team in 1978 beat the All Blacks down in Thomond Park, but that was obviously, it wasn't a test match. They were unlucky, Ireland, that year to lose in Dublin a few days after the Munster match, with Andy Dalton scoring a try in the corner with just a few minutes left. But Ireland certainly performed very, very well. The All Blacks obviously didn't perform up to their usual standards, and Ireland is such a good team now that they make very few mistakes, and if other teams do make mistakes, they can capitalise on them. But I know quite a number of people that were lucky enough to have tickets. They were like gold dust to be at the ground on Saturday night, and even Kiwis, they just said they've never experienced anything like it. The Irish showed great hospitality, and the court, the Irish crowd in the stadium, by, you know, not making a sound when the haka was on, and not booing or anything when Beauden Barrett was taking kicks. All in all, a great weekend and a great advertisement for Irish sport. So Ireland now take on Italy, or the USA, this weekend to complete their November series. And then after that, the next big game for Ireland will be against England at the Aviva Stadium on the 2nd of February. At the start of the Six Nations, and then after that the big focus will be on the World Cup. Right, what else has been happening? Well, not the rugby team are going well. Unlike the soccer team, they played in a second tier tournament the other night against Denmark, their final game, and they only drew that. So the Irish Independent has a heading here saying, "Dear John, it's time for you and Martin to go." Obviously people think that Martin O'Neill and Roy Keane, his assistant, are gone by their use-by date. They're certainly not motivating the Irish team. But of course, the FAI and John Delaney, the CEO, he signed a two-year deal with Martin O'Neill and Roy Keane last year that would cost a lot of money to buy them out of it. So it looks like we're stuck with that. Other headlines in the Irish Independent today: families face a €3,000 tax bill on fuel and heating. And the Irish Times, it leads with the story, more foreign workers needed to meet housing demand. Of course, we had the referendum about changing the Eighth Amendment to make abortion legal in Ireland, and the legislation that was hoping to go through Parliament before Christmas may not go through now. So abortion may not be legal in Ireland until well after the deadline that they were hoping in January. The Irish Daily Mail leads with a headline, at last, Leo admits we need a watchdog for social media. And U-turn on revenue sneaky tax grab. I know the Fine Gael Ardesh was on at the weekend. Leo brought his speech forward by a couple of hours so that he didn't clash with the people watching the rugby. And I've no doubt he made the sprint from City West into Lansdowne Road or the Aviva Stadium to see the game. There was lots of Gaelic games on at the weekend as well. We'll bring you the results of that And of course, the Brexit issue is dominating basically the news morning, noon and night over there. And we'll bring you more details on that. But as I said, we're going to be speaking to Stuart Quilty after this next piece of music and telling us all about Cool Swan, a new Irish liqueur that's now available in New Zealand. And get your pens and papers out, and we'll ask a question after interviewing Stewie. And if you get that right and put it in the back of an envelope or a postcard or an email and send it to me, you'll be in the draw to win.
Nothing more to hear you knocking at my door. 'Cause if I could see your face once more, I could die a happy man, I'm sure. When you said your last goodbye, but if you love
That's Coda Line on a song, All I Want, and Coda Line, Irish band from North Dublin, up around Swords. And if you've tuned in, welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling on a cold, wet, miserable evening here in Auckland. And you're listening to us in Wellington on Sunday evening, and Christchurch on Saturday night, and around the globe on planetaudio.org.nz. I know we'll be picking up a lot of new international listeners this week, because we're here to promote a new Irish product that's available in New Zealand. So, as I mentioned earlier, we've got three bottles of this product to give away as prizes on the programme tonight. So get out your pen and be listening attentively, and there'll be a question asked at the end of the interview about Cool Swan and where it's manufactured. So make sure you know the answer to that, and you can be able to send the entries in to me. We'll let the competition run for 2 weeks, and you'll definitely have your prize winners will have their bottles before Christmas, but we'll tell you where you can buy your own bottle throughout the course of this interview. So we're delighted to welcome the ambassador for Cool Swan in New Zealand, Stuart Quilty. Stuart, you're very welcome to New Zealand and to Ireland Calling.
Hi Oliver, how are you? Thanks for having me.
We always start off by finding out a little bit of information about people we interview in the programme here, and we were talking to Damien Dimsey last week, so we found out he's from North Dublin, but you're not a Dublin man. Tell us a small bit about where you grew up and how long you've been in New Zealand.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm from the southeast of Waterford City, and I'm just over here since August, so I've been here a little over 3 months working for Cool Swan, predominantly out in the airport, but yeah, absolutely enjoying my stay here at the moment.
Well, I hope you've been offering Cool Swan to all the All Black supporters that have been coming back from Ireland and England over the last few days, because I know there's been quite a few went over for these two games, and I'm sure you'd have seen some of them coming back after their probably great weekend in Dublin besides the result.
Besides the result, yeah, but a great win for us, of course.
Well, you're very lucky. You've only been here a couple of months. Some of us have been here 30 years and more people, and we've waited a long time. And but yeah, it was brilliant. And a rugby man yourself, Stu, did you play any rugby, or are you a hurler going for Waterford, or a footballer?
Bit of soccer. I played a bit of soccer at the local soccer team back at home, called Villa FC.
Right.
Yeah, I started as like a main striker, so scored plenty of goals. And
well, you bet. There, hope your phone's charged up, because we need. That seems to be the problem with Irish football at the moment. We haven't anybody that scores goals. But anyway, you're down here to score goals for your employer. So we'll have a chat about Cool Swan. So tell us a small bit about Cool Swan. What type of a product is it, and whereabouts is it manufactured?
Absolutely. So it's an Irish cream liqueur. It's manufactured in Bailieborough, County Cavan. It's got three main core ingredients. It's got a really fresh cream straight from the owner's dairy farm, Mary Sadler and Philip Sadler, the owners, in Cavan. So it's got fresh cream in it, Belgian white chocolate, and a single malt Irish whiskey from the Middleton Distillery.
Right, so everything apart from the white chocolate comes up around, is from Ireland. The white chocolate, what part of Europe is that from?
Yeah, so the white chocolate, it's a Belgian white chocolate, but as far as I know, it's actually made in Mullingar.
All right.
Yeah.
Belgian chocolate coming from Mullingar. Now tell me the name Cool Swan, where did that come from?
Absolutely, so that was inspired by the W.B. Yeats poem, The Wild Swans of Cool.
Right, I think.
And Cool Park, yeah. Cool Park is a lake in County Galway.
Yeats country, yeah.
Used to generate his ideas for his poem there. And the poem is about finding lasting beauty in a changing world, which is something we're striving to constantly achieve here at Cool Swan.
Very good. And of course, Ireland, before Cool Swan came along, it's Bailey's. We've had Carlin's. I know there was Sheridan's. Ireland has a great track record in producing some fine liqueurs. So people will say when they hear about an Irish liqueur, is it like Bailey's?
Of course, that would be our most famous Irish cream liqueur. It's a little bit similar, but it's got a lot more natural ingredients. In fact, every ingredient in Cool Swan is natural. So it's naturally white in colour. So it's got real dairy cream in it. And once it's opened, it needs to be refrigerated because it's got the freshest and most natural ingredient. So anything that's fresh needs to be refrigerated. But it's got the Belgian white chocolate, which like adds a nice little bittersweet kind of taste to it at the back of your throat once you swallow.
So you're out there at International Airport meeting people as they come through. And what's the reaction been like from the punters that are trying it over the last few months?
Yeah, so there's a lot of Bailey's drinkers over here in New Zealand. So it was a very good market to tap into. People have called it unique, superior, absolutely amazing. And people love it. You know, sometimes, like, my job here is to sell as many as I can, but sometimes the drink does the talking for me. It sells itself, really.
And how are you serving it up to people? Is there a good way to serve this drink, Cool Swan?
Yeah, so we always serve it chilled. So in the airport, I'll serve it neat, but it's up to you. You can have it with ice once you buy it, but always chilled. And being that it's a natural product, you can stick this in the freezer. The whiskey acts as a preservative, and it doesn't actually freeze. But we recommend that you keep it in the fridge or freezer beforehand and enjoy it chilled. My personal favorite would be to have it in a stem glass because it just looks a little bit fancier. So your hand isn't warming the base of the glass either.
And can you mix it up with other drinks? Would you recommend using it with other products or coffee or anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just a drink you can have on its own. You can, absolutely. You could pour it over ice cream. You can have it in strawberries. We like to call that one of your five a day. You can put it through your coffee, make fantastic cocktails, mix it with some Frangelico, which is a hazelnut liqueur, or you can mix it with the new Gordon's Pink Gin, which adds a nice red currant and strawberry flavour to it. But it's up to you. Be creative, because it's quite an adventurous drink. That's what we recommend.
So, new to New Zealand, been in Ireland for long, and response to it good there, Stu?
Absolutely, yeah. Sales increasing every year. It's now, you can buy it on the website, they sell it all over the world. And since its introduction back in 2008, we're now huge in 10 countries in the world. Cyprus, Denmark, all over the UK, Canada now, USA, and the UK, and here in New Zealand as well. We've been here the last 3 years.
So how many people now would be working for in the production facility in Ballyborough?
Yeah, so it's quite a small manufacturing plant. It's a lovely converted barn, and we currently have 62 employees working for Cool Swan. So it's growing year on year. We like to reach new destinations and sell. That's the good thing about my job, selling in an airport. You get to meet people all over the world, and they'll bring it back to their country if they're from Malaysia, if they're from Australia, or anywhere like that.
So obviously, you can't just dream up an idea and have the product on the shelves within a few weeks. So how long did it take for Cool Swan to be developed, and was there many different versions of it before you came to the one that is on the shelves now?
Yeah, so Cool Swan, it took over 231 different recipes to be completely satisfied with, but that just speaks volumes, really, that the owners kept on trying, kept on plucking away until they were absolutely satisfied with what they had. And what they have now is an award-winning liqueur that was voted the best liqueur in the world 2009 and has won many awards since, and a double gold in San Francisco only last year.
Now, I've been lucky enough to get a bottle, and it tastes very nice. And I was just looking at it there at the weekend. I just had a little drop to celebrate Ireland's victory over the All Blacks. There's an embossed image on the back of the bottle. It looks like a cat, is it? Or what's that about?
Yeah, in Ireland there's a good phrase. It's called the cat that caught the cream. So the embossed image is a cat that caught the cream. It basically means that fresh cream is such a rare find in Ireland. When someone is lucky in a situation or has found something amazing, we would say, "Well, aren't you the cat that caught the cream?"
Oh, very, very good, yeah. Well, I've certainly heard about that. Now, tell me, it's obviously available at the airport. So we're a nationwide program here. Is it available online in New Zealand, or is it available at selective retail outlets?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just arrived domestically only a couple of months ago. And you can buy it now on Big Barrel, online supermarket, Liquorland stores, Glengarry, and also some bottle loads as well.
Very good. Well, it sounds like the dream job for you, Stu, because you're not long out of finishing studying in Waterford, and to be given the opportunity to come down to New Zealand must be exciting for you, and to be involved with a new Irish product that's going well.
Yeah, absolutely. Loving life at the moment. Just so thrilled to get an opportunity such as this. It's good when you're young to travel the world, meet new people, and definitely enjoying what I'm doing.
And you've been very lucky. I've met your flatmate, Paddy, who's the manager of the Occidental in town there in Vulcan Lane, and they have it in there. So if people are in town and they want to have a glass of Cool Swan, they can go into the Occidental there in Vulcan Lane and ask for Paddy, and he has it there, and you can serve it with or without ice. And of course, listeners outside of Auckland, the owner of the Occidental is Brian Collins, and Brian's a native of Athlone, and he also owns the Danny Doolan's is down the viaduct. Brian owns Pug Mahones in Queenstown, that's celebrating its 20th anniversary in a week's time. Right, well, there's no free lunch on this program here now, so we want some prizes to give away. So you're happy to give away three bottles, one for the Upper North Island, one for the Lower North Island, and one for the South Island. That won't break the marketing budget this week, no?
Not at all, no. Work away. Happy to do so.
Well, now we have to ask a hard question. So if people were listening at the start, you talked about a particular town in Cavan that this was made. So your question for people is whereabouts in Ireland, where we bring it down in Cavan, is the product manufactured?
Exactly.
Very good. And what does that town start with B, Stuart? We want to make the questions easy. It starts with B, doesn't it?
Starts with B, yeah.
Very good. Well, look, we want to congratulate you and congratulate all the people behind Cooley. Coming up to Christmas, it's a nice time for people to go out and support an Irish product. And of course, it's exciting times here. We just opened a new embassy here a couple of months ago, and we had the Irish New Zealand Irish Fest running last week, which was great. So I'm sure the word will spread about Cool Swan. And now that you've been on national radio, Stuart, you'll be finding that you won't be able to meet the demand of the people that'll be looking for this product in the coming weeks and months.
Well, that's good. Hopefully, coming into towards Christmas, it's a very nice product to have, especially because it's good at that time of the year. And but it's not just a seasonal drink; you can drink it all year round. Very good to have with loads of people around.
Brilliant. Well, I'm sure any Irish person coming through or going through the airport, they will look you up. You've got a nice bit of, you've got your own little area out there, have you, with Cool Swan and everything. You're part of the duty-free area.
Yeah, absolutely, come see me in Auckland International, and I'll look after you.
Good on you, Stu. Lovely to talk to you. I'll talk to you off air in a minute. And as I said, if people don't like the music tonight, they can blame you. We've already had the Pogues. We've had Codaline. And this is With or Without You, another favourite of mine. This is U2. So thanks very much, Stu. And look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thanks. Thanks, Ali. It's a pleasure.
Why not? Yes, well, that was Stuart Quilty there, and he was telling us all about the product he's promoting down here called Cool Swan. And the question again is, what town in County Cavan is Cool Swan manufactured in? So you can write that on the back of an envelope or a postcard, or email it to me, oliver@oliverlee.co.nz, or Oliver Lee, P.O. Box 331-667, Takapuna, and I'll mention that again. But here's another one of Stu's songs for tonight. You Too, and With or Without You.
Sleight of hand and twist of fate, on a bed of nails she makes me wait, and I wait without you. With or without you. With or storm, we reach the shore. You gave it all, but I want more. And I'm waiting for you. With or without you. With or without you. I can't live. With or
Yes, indeed. Bono there and U2, and they just finished. They had a series, I think it was four concerts in Dublin last week. They finished before last, and he's hinted that maybe it might be time to pack up. There was hopes that they'd come to New Zealand sometime next year, but no talk of that. But certainly they would have been here 8 years ago this week. I remember they played at Manchester Mart Stadium on the Thursday night after the terrible Pike River tragedy, of course, which we celebrated the 8th anniversary of it on Monday. I remember you too paid tribute to the 29 miners that died as part of their concert. But you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And before that, we had a good chat to Stu Quilty, who's the ambassador down here in New Zealand, promoting the latest Irish liqueur called Cool Swan. And you can't miss it. If you go into Glengarry's or Liquorland stores, you'll see it. It's a kind of a tall white bottle with a white, very white see-through. You can see the white product in it. And it's called Cool Swan. And but we've got three bottles to give away. One South Island, one the Lower North Island, and one in the Upper North Island. And you'll have it in advance of Christmas. We'll run a competition here for 2 weeks. I'll give people a chance. If they haven't access to email, you can write to me, Ireland Calling, Oliver Lee, Box 331667, Takapuna in Auckland. And just give me the name of the town in County Cavan. Starts with B, where Cool Swan is made. Or if you have access to email, my email is oliver@oliverlee.co.nz, and we'll announce the winners on the programme here in 2 weeks' time. We'll be into December then, so you can get out and start preparing for Christmas. Hard to believe it's just over a month away, and you know, the songs haven't started yet. We'll wait until the beginning of December before we'll give the Pogues with Fairy Tale in New York. That song earns Shane McGowan and the Pogues around £400,000 every year. It's one of the most played songs in Ireland. Right, we'll take another bit of music, and this time, Full City from Sean O'Shea. We'll play this for Kathleen Lawler, regular listener to Ireland Calling, who, like the rest of us, was very happy with Ireland's success on the rugby field on Saturday.
To discover a haven of rest, where the sun sinks by night in the land of the west. I have slept with a red man beneath leafy boughs, and the wild roaring prairies bespangled with flowers. Tied to the north where the hardy pine grows, midst the wolf and the bear and the bleak winter snows. I have traveled all climates, but none could I see like the green hills of Cork and my home by the Lee.
Beautiful city, beautiful city, beautiful city, my home by the Lee.
I have slumbered neath palm groves by clear running streams, but the wild groves of Blarney are haunting my dreams. I have listened for bells on the soft summer wind, but the sweet bells of Shandon are there in my mind. I have mixed with gay dancers my sorrows to hide, but there's none like the maiden who's here by my side. There is not in the land of the slave or the free like the green hills of Cork and my home by the Lee.
Beautiful city, beautiful city. city, my home by the sea.
Yes, indeed, Sean O'Shea there, and a beautiful song called Beautiful City. We'll dedicate that to all the people from Cork that are listening out there tonight, and regular listener Kathleen Lawler, who lives down there in mid Canterbury, where it's been cold this week. So hopefully, Kathleen, that'll warm the cockles of your heart. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you here with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And just a reminder, if you were listening earlier on, we interviewed Stuart Quilty, the ambassador marketing man down here for Cool Swan Irish Liqueur. We've got three bottles to give away, so all you got to do is to give me the name of the town in County Cavan. Begins with B, where Cool Swan is manufactured. Put your name and address on the back of an envelope or a postcard and send it off to Ireland Calling, Box 331667 Takapuna in Auckland. Or you can email your answer to me, oliver@oliverlee.co.nz. And we'll announce the winners in the programme here in about 3 weeks' time. Give people a chance to, you don't know what the mail these days, it could take a week to get a letter from the South Island, or even longer. Okay, we'll just run through some other sports news. Of course, Ireland winning the rugby against New Zealand 16 points to 9. And the Irish ladies rugby team, they went down 19 points to 10 to the USA at Donnybrook on Sunday. But one of the highlights of that was the, first cap for a young girl from County Galway who went on and played. She was only 16. She plays rugby in the Ballinasloe area. So certainly USA proved too strong as Ireland struggled. Meanwhile, all the excitement of the rugby on Saturday, on Sunday, it was back to Gaelic games, and a huge big game in Munster, the Munster Senior Hurling Championship Final. This was between Na Piershey from Limerick and Ballygunner from Waterford, who'd lost two previous finals, and of course Na Piershey, current All-Ireland champions, and obviously from Limerick, still on a high after Limerick winning the All-Ireland final, but Ballygunner too strong, winning 2-14 to 2-8, so they're into the All-Ireland club semi-final. And not sure whether they'll be playing St. Thomas's. St. Thomas's dethroned Lee Mellows in Galway. So they won the Galway final. And of course, I won't say it's a given, but certainly there's a good chance that they'll come out of Connacht and play the All-Ireland Club semi-final. Now, the Ulster Club Senior Football Championship semi-final, Scotstown, very lucky. They scored a point in the last minute by their goalkeeper, and he sent over a ball from over 50 metres in the last minute. And of course, he's the Monaghan goalkeeper as well, Rory Began. 1-14 to Scotstown, 2-10 to Coleraine. And Scotstown will take on Gweedore, who hammered Cross McGlynn in a double header at Healy Park. Gweedore 4-11, Cross McGlynn 16 points. And I was listening to part of the commentary that I got up early in the morning. I was out walking my dog, and that was still game was on still in the early hours of Monday morning here. But Gweedore, first time I think ever to be Donegal champions, and now with a real chance of making it into the All-Ireland club semi-final. And of course the big one in the West, Corrifin take on the Castlebar Ballintubber, I think, this week, and in the Connacht final. Down in Leinster in the Senior Hurling Championship semi-final, you got Ballyhale organised and led by former Kilkenny star King Henry Shefflin. They were too strong, Ballyhale 6-21 over Niamh Aina, the Wexford team. So they go into the Leinster Hurling Championship final, and they're going to be playing Ballyboden St. Enda's, who, after a double period of extra time over Kem Cool Derry from Offaly, 5-28 to 5-25. 5-28 to 5-25. So that's basically the roundup of Gaelic games that took place. There'll be a few more to take place this weekend. And then, of course, in February, you'll have the All-Ireland Club semi-finals taking place in hurling and football, and the final on St. Patrick's Day. And for really December and January, Gaelic games in Ireland comes to a standstill. Okay, we're not coming to a standstill quite yet. We've got 15 minutes left. And up next, we've got another great Irish singer who went well before his time. Thin Lizzy here, and this is Phil Lynott and Dancing in the Moonlight.
But I asked you for a dance. Now we go steady to the pictures. I always get chocolate stains on my pants. And my father, he's going crazy. He says I'm living in a trance. But I'm dancing in the moonlight. It's got me in its spotlight.
It's alright.
Dancing in the moonlight. On this long, hot summer night. Disobeyed another warning. I should have been in my tent. Now I won't get out till Sunday. I'll have to say I stayed with friends. Oh, but it's a habit worth forming if it means to justify the end.
Dancing in the moonlight. It's got me in its spotlight.
It's alright.
Dancing in the moonlight. On this long, hot summer night.
And I'm walking home. The last bus is long gone. But I'm dancing in the moonlight.
Yes, the great sound there of the late Phil Lynott and Thin Lizzy, Dancing in the Moonlight. And that was another selection of music by my special guest on the programme earlier tonight, Stuart Quilty, the ambassador in New Zealand for Cool Swan Irish Liqueur. And thanks to Stuart, we've got three bottles to give away. And you just got to put your name and address and the answer to that question he asked, whereabouts, what town and county Cavan starts with the letter B is Cool Swan manufactured in. Put your names and address in the back of an envelope or postcard, send it off to Ireland calling PO Box 331-667 Takapuna in Auckland, or you can email your answer if you're on the internet to oliver@oliverlee.co.nz. We'll have a bottle for the South Island, a bottle for the Lower North Island, and a bottle for the Upper North Island. So get your entries in, and you'll know in 3 weeks' time if you've been the winner, and you'll get a bottle delivered well in time for Christmas. And if you want to buy a bottle, it's available at Glengarry Shops, at Liquorland Stores, and you can also buy it online. And you can find out more about it by going on to their website, www.coolswan.com, and you get all the links and pictures and more information about it. But we covered a lot of it there tonight with Stuart. While the main news in Ireland over the last few days, their Ardesh gathering at the weekend, and Leo Varadkar in his main speech, he talked about giving tax breaks to hard earning workers, or workers that work hard, within the next 3 to 5 years. But he also told it was or said it was time for Fianna Fáil to make a decision about giving the government support. He's no intention of calling a general election before Christmas, he said, but he said, added to that, that it's not really his decision. He's hoped that Fianna Fáil would continue with the supply and confidence arrangement that's been in place for the last 2 years, for at least another 2 years, until Ireland gets through these tough economic times and the big uncertainty about Brexit. And he's hoping that negotiations can continue between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil in the coming weeks and get a decision before Christmas. But obviously Fianna Fáil, they're cute, as they always have been, and they'll be sitting on the side of the fence there wondering if they pull the support from the government, would they get enough support to form a government? Very hard to say, because they're certainly well below Fine Gael in the opinion polls, and both Fine Gael and Labour have said constantly that they won't form a government with Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin will be worried because they had a poor showing in the recent presidential election, which was won by Michael D. Higgins, and everybody believes that Mary Lou McDonald, she's just the front person. The real strings are being pulled from people behind, and maybe people up north, according to stuff you read in the papers. So they've got some big decisions, and Mary Lou McDonald is in the front of a few papers today as a result of a meeting that Fiona Cahill had with her yesterday over the allegations of rape by a former Sinn Féin person in Northern Ireland many years ago. Ms Cahill hasn't really been given a proper apology by, in fact, by Sinn Féin. And in fact, Maura Cahill, she even, Mary Lou MacDonald, said a few years ago before an investigation was carried out that she was making some of this up. So Cahill, according to this headline, says, frustrated after meeting MacDonald over Sinn Féin's handling of the rape allegation. Carbon tax must reach €1,500 per person a year to meet targets, says the ESRI. What else is, agency raises drinking water risk. The Environmental Protection Agency has highlighted serious health risks arising from creches, nursing home and hotels using their own wells for drinking water. World's longest surviving lung transplant recipient says she is game for everything. Sligo woman earns a place in the Guinness Book of Records. Vera Dwyer was diagnosed with irreversible lung cancer, lung disease in the 1980s. So there's a nice picture of her after being presented with her gold medallion, being congratulated by her granddaughter Sarah Kiernan and her daughter Delia Byrne. Bishop refused to reveal priest to face sex claims. Australian parishioners had asked Bishop to tell Cork Diocese about allegations. So that's another story in the paper. And then a man here, a sad case here. I've seen a bit of this on the news and read in the paper. 70-year-old man, he was found not guilty of murdering his former violent and abusive partner, obviously in a relationship with another man, and the other man treated this man very badly, and he just at his wit's end killed him. And but he's been cleared, and there's a picture of him coming out of the courtroom there yesterday. There's some of the other stories that are making the headlines in Ireland. And what else is happening here? Of course, shops. I'm looking at ads here. It's Christmas. What's this for? Tomorrow in the Irish Times. Gifts, food, entertainment, interiors, fashion. Your guide to shopping pre-Christmas. Of course, Dublin is booming. The Black Friday sale. That's this Black Friday coming up with lots of, items for sale. And then news broke last night. Many of you might be regular listeners to RT Radio, but on Saturday night or Sunday morning here, our time, there was a nice programme on, country music programme, presented by Sandy Harsh. And she only resigned or retired from the programme a couple of weeks ago, but she passed away yesterday after a sudden illness or a short illness. And certainly people very upset last night on RT. I had the radio on today, and they were coming into her. All right, we'll take one more piece of music and come back and wrap up for another week. And looking around here, we'll have Clonard with Bono.
Sign to see.
Yes, well, that about brings us to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks to Stuart for taking the time to talk to us and talk to us about Cool Swan. And if you want to be able to chance to win one of the three bottles we've got to give away, you can email the answer to where Cool Swan is manufactured, what town and county, Cavan, to oliver@oliverlee.co.nz. Or you can put your name and address on the back of an envelope or a postcard and send it off to Ireland Calling, P.O. Box 331667 in Takapuna. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll be back next week with another edition. Same time, same place. We might play the first Christmas song then. I don't know, we might make another week after that. But here we are with Altan to finish the programme tonight.